Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Niti. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pachadini, Nirvishesha, Kanyavani, Paskatyadi Sita. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasari Gautama. This is from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, and we will just read a few of these amazing verses. Venam yatra gvanayati mudanipa mula valambi samvita shikana kavasana sita kalinditire. May I develop prema for this Vrindavan, where at the base of a kadamba tree on the banks of the Lake Yamuna, the dark, attractive young Krishna, whose nature is amorous love and who wears yellow clothes, joyfully plays his flute while gazing at the lotus face of Radha. So Prabodhananda Saraswati describes a scene. There is the Black Yamuna, and there's also a tree there, standing at the banks of the Yamuna. It's a kadamba tree, who is often yellowish, flowers, no? So already we get an idea. Black and yellow, who could that be? Yes, under that tree there is a dark and attractive young Krishna, who is full of amorous love. He wears a yellow cloth and he joyfully plays his flute while gazing at the lotus face of Radha. We can imagine that the Lord is really blending into the atmosphere of the Yamuna and the Kadamba tree. He also has a black body and yellowish dhoti, and his main purpose in Vrindavan is to enjoy loving relationships with Srimati Radharani and her gopi associates. So he plays his flute, but he looks in one direction. He looks at the lotus face of Radha. Now Prabodhananda Saraswati asks us a question. Tell me, what is the use of the highest pleasures from enjoying a kingdom? What is the use of yoga methods for attaining other planets? What is the use of other efforts? Then he says, what is the best sadhana? Just by living in Vrindavan, I will hear the sweet, pleasing flute sound, which is the essence of all bliss. So, Radha Jivan has quoted one sadhu. He said that there are many sadhanas. What were these sadhanas? Listening to the Bhagavatam, performing worship and puja, do nam, and living in within the dam. Now he said these are like four corners of a cloth. See this cloth? It has four corners. Now when you pull one corner, all the others will follow. See? So in the same way, when you live in the holy dam, the nam will follow, puja follows, shastric studies follow, just by living in the dam without offenses. With offenses, we block everything. It's a wonderful example, isn't it? It's the easiest sadhana. Rupa Goswami also writes about this, because japa, you will have to interrupt in kirtan for sleeping, but living in the dam is never interrupted, even when you sleep. You are living in the dam. You are uninterrupted yoga, sadhana. Now he gives us an idea how we should take shelter of Vrindavan. It's very interesting. Really, to live in the uprakat Vrindavan, the spiritual Vrindavan, you must transcend the pleasures and pains of this world. He says, no, he preaches to us, know that suffering and happiness, infamy and great fame, it's all the same. Accept disrespect from low persons or great respects from the best persons, all the same. You may experience poverty or great wealth, possession of valuable assets, or you may have nothing, even an old red car you may still have. You may have sins and pieties. In all these cases, Vrindavan is your life. In other words, he says we must tolerate the waves of this material existence, which brings suffering into us, our life, happiness. We are sometimes famous and then we are unfamous. And he says, reject the bad association, and dear friend, do not perform actions related to this world. If you want to stay in Vrindavan, mundane activities are not to be done, business or so on. Do not perform actions related to this world or speak about all that is seen in this world, not even football results. Forgot it all. Remember the glorious loving couple, golden and blue. Leave the association of people and live within attractive Vrindavan. And then he he talks about in what Vrindavan Vas in his eyes is, with his forehead in his hands, constantly shedding tears, giving up worldly association, finding followers distasteful. The inconceivably fortunate person lives in Vrindavan as the servant of Radha and Krishna, experiencing great longing at every step. So here is an image of the Vrindavan person who has given up worldly life. He has his forehead in his hands. He sheds tears of longing. He gives up worldly association. He doesn't want to make followers. Such an inconceivable fortunate person lives in Vrindavan as the servant of Radha and Krishna. So this is one of the three rules of a pilgrim. You know, the first rule was search after Krishna when you're in Orlata, when you're in Vrindavan. Second rule is see what happens as brought into your life by Radha and Krishna. And third, strive to serve Radha and Krishna. I was thinking about my own efforts in the month of Kartik to, and really, when we do japa, just chanting so many rounds, it can become mechanical. And we are only concerned with filling a certain number. That is not real japa. Real japa must become thick with affection, and the mood of someone who chants is he wants to please Radha and Krishna. He wants to please his spiritual master, he wants to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all of a sudden, Vrindavan opens. It is said for us conditioned souls, it's very difficult to have love for Krishna, Bhava for Krishna. It's very, very difficult. And there is nothing we can do to bring it about. Raghunath Goswami says, fortunately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and he is eager to distribute this love for Radha and Krishna. It's very important for us to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rule, a role in our life. If you want to understand him as national way, he's a Bengali saint, you will not get very far in spiritual life. If you want to understand him only as a historical personality, he appeared in 15 so-and-so, you will not also get very far in your bhajan, because that is long gone. And you find that in Bengal and all over India around this time, many ecstatic saints appeared, Tukaram, Eknath, so many in Braj, so many saints. We went in the Goshala and we saw one room full with pictures of saints. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speciality is there. He appeared and he created a movement. No, so many saints have appeared and created a movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for us is Radha and Krishna who have appeared, who are one with one desire. It is to give us a Krishna prayer. And then when you pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, with this understanding, then Krishna prema is very close. I want to end today with request our Krishna Musari. There should be a notebook on the beautiful table which you have supplied. Yes. When in Braj, don't know everywhere, but in Vrindavan, a Braj play is made, then before the Leela starts, the Krishna actor will come before the curtain or wherever, and he will directly address his audience is one song. You follow? It is the curtain is not drawn. The director is there. The musicians are there. The actors, not actors, but those who perform in the Leela are there. But and the audience is there. And now Krishna, actor comes, almost like saying, one thing, you all to know one thing before we start here, one thing. I'm under the control of my dear devotees. Throughout the day and night, I keep my devotees in my heart. Not for a moment or for the duration of the blinking of an eye do I ever forget my devotees. I find no peace by staying in the Vaikuntha planets, nor am I peaceful when the yogis meditate and see me in their heart. No, I find pleasure only at those places where my devotees sing about me day and night. I disguise myself according to the desire of my devotees. Krishna comes sometimes as Nrisimhadev, sometimes I come as Vamana Dev, sometimes I come as this deity or that deity. I break my own promises to honor the promises made by them. Thus I'm known as biased. Yes, people say you are only for your devotees. You are taking the side of the devotee. I'm saying yes, yes, it's correct. I wash their feet. I wash their cooking pots. I drive their chariot. And I serve them. I do everything for the pleasure of my devotees. So I don't ask them for any reward, and I serve them limitlessly. If they offer me a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or some water, tika, I accept it with love. I offer my very self to my dear devotees. Forget about my own opulence. Wow. I do whatever my devotees desire. I continuously do whatever they want. Even if they want to sell me, I agree to be sold out of love. And you look in the Western dictionary, what is God? You will find the supreme controller. But if you go to Raj, God is controlled by the love of his devotees. That is the speciality of Raj Bhakti. This is unique. And this is the reason why every evening, wherever, not all devotees, there are many devotees who do not sing the Damodar Ashtakam. But in this month of Karti, it's a Damodar month, all devotees like to remember this pastime where Krishna became controlled by Yashoda Ma and by Radharani. So I will end here. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna.